Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, we cover the FDA lifting its clinical hold on Neurazon Therapeutics' lead program, NUZ-001, the agency's export ban on Sun Pharma's Halol facility, and new insights on how small biotechs can better navigate regulatory and market complexities. Neurazon Therapeutics has announced that the FDA has lifted the clinical hold on its lead investigational therapy, NUZ-001. The therapy, developed for a rare neurodegenerative condition, will now resume Phase 1 trials following the company's submission of additional safety data requested by regulators. The decision marks a key milestone for Neurazon, validating its preclinical findings and reinforcing the importance of proactive regulatory engagement for early-stage biotechs. The restart allows the company to advance clinical development and re-engage potential partners and investors after months of uncertainty. Meanwhile, the FDA has prohibited Sun Pharma's Halol manufacturing facility in India from exporting drugs to the United States. The ban follows a series of compliance violations identified during recent inspections, including data integrity and quality control concerns. Sun Pharma said it is cooperating with the agency and working to implement corrective actions, but the restriction could have significant financial implications. The move underscores the FDA's heightened focus on overseas manufacturing oversight, particularly as the agency seeks to strengthen global supply chain accountability and product quality standards. And finally, a new industry analysis explores how small biotechs and startups can better navigate regulatory, manufacturing, and commercialization challenges to accelerate time to market. Experts point to the importance of early collaboration with experienced partners, strategic outsourcing, and strong clinical and regulatory planning. As capital markets remain tight, smaller firms that can demonstrate operational discipline and regulatory readiness are more likely to attract funding and establish partnerships with larger pharma companies. The report highlights that efficiency and agility, not just innovation, are becoming the new differentiators in the competitive biotech landscape. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.